Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me.
Well, good
morning. And enjoy.
Once again, we're up in Montana this week. We're staying with some dear friends who live out on a ranch and run a stage coach. Not really a stage line, but they do run it in parades and things. And these guys train horses, and they're the real cowboys. Tell you, when we first met them many years ago, we were all just taken with their genuineness and their wholeheartedness. And we've been over in Israel with them, helping out with the harvests there from time to time, and they've been over many times more than we have. Very dedicated to coming alongside Israel's farmers and vineyard owners. Anyway, we're here, and it snowed last night, and here we are into April, and it's snowing here, but that's Montana, so, but it gave me the inspiration for what I wanted to talk about today, and that is snow, and so I looked up snow in Psalms, and I found Psalm 147 and 148 both refer to the snow, and that our Heavenly Father is responsible for bringing the snow. And then I'm also reminded of, I think it's for Isaiah, very first chapter, though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And so I was thinking of all of the ways to that snow impacts our lives. You think about, in fact, I was looking out the window this morning, and it snowed maybe 3 inches last night, and it's not a lot, but it was enough to cover everything. And it's kind of interesting. There's you can see a yard that has a whole bunch of trash, spare parts and all kinds of stuff laying around in the yard. And as soon as that snow comes, it just covers that up and puts this beautiful white blanket over everything. And it turns something that's kind of trashy into something really beautiful. And you see that is what Isaiah, I think, is referring to, is having we all know that, like David says in another one of the Psalms, we've all sinned. And we have come short, and that there's none righteous, no, not one. And Lord God knows our heart, and there's the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Well, what hope do we have? Well, the hope is that Yeshua, it's interesting because there's this talk about coming under the blood of Yeshua. Well, the blood is red, but we're made white as snow. Our sins are as scarlet, but we're made white as snow. And, that's what it's one of those things I call the paradoxes of salvation. Yeshua, Jesus, several times throughout his ministry, proclaimed these very amazing statements that seem to be very paradoxical to what reality is. He said, if you want to be the greatest, then you have to become the least. If you want to be served, then you have to serve. And so we have all of these ways that he jolts our thoughts into realizing that the way to the everlasting eternal kingdom is not the way of the world. We have to go a different path. And he even describes that when he says that the way to destruction is broad and wide, and many be their way that find it. But the way to salvation is narrow and steep, and few there be that find it. So I'm going to have Shirley read Psalm 147 to you as I play some music. It's called The River from the album Illuminations. And then we'll come back for some more comments.
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our Elohim, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. Yahweh builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Yahweh, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Yahweh lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to Yahweh with thanksgiving. Make melody to our Elohim on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But Yahweh takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those whose hope is in his steadfast love. Praise Yahweh, O Jerusalem. Praise your Elohim, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Yaakov, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. they do not know his rules. Praise Yahweh.
So that is Psalm 147. I like the part, and that's the one where I picked it out, was it says, he gives snow like wool, he scatters frost like ashes, and he hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? And it has been kind of cold here. But it's interesting how David, he gives all of these things that we just take for granted as natural occurrences of weather. And he immediately turns our mind into understanding that our Heavenly Father is responsible for all these things. They don't just happen. Our Father brings them to us, creates them for our benefit. You know, sometimes people don't think snow is a benefit, but the reality is that it gathers on the mountains over the winter, and then the warmer winds of the spring start to melt that snow and bring that water down and fill the aquifers, which then are available for the crops that we grow food for us, and the rivers that flow, and even flowing out to the ocean, and all of this constant cycle. I believe the ecologists call it the hydro cycle of the ocean evaporating into the clouds, bringing the precipitation over to the mountains, coming down the rivers back to the ocean, and it continues cycle all the time, always in place, always working, always. And so our Heavenly Father designed that. It doesn't just happen. It occurs by His will, and at the stroke of His hand, it comes to us. And so this snow on the ground that we are observing right now is also not only reminding us of Yeshua covering us, covering our sins, removing our, it's another place he says he removes our sins to the depths of the sea and as far as the east is from the west. And so our Heavenly Father, he uses through the psalmist these phenomena of nature to continuously remind us, if we will open our eyes. You know, some people just kind of walk through life without noticing anything, and life, it just happens to them. But the psalmist is calling on us to look at nature, to consider nature, to observe the natural world that our Father created, and out of that observation understand how he is dealing with us. Understand that everything is under his control. Everything is part of his creation. Everything is part of who he is and what he's doing for us. And so it's interesting. When I was back in high school, I had a project I had to do, and so I decided to make a slideshow. And it was way before PowerPoint or anything like that. So we actually had to take slides and put them in slide trays, and in order to fade them in and out, we had to add two different projectors, and it was very complex. Today, is you just do a PowerPoint, and boom, it's done. But I called it Nature Speaks, and I've always done a lot of hiking and photography, and so I put a lot of those slides together to show how the things that we see in the natural world are things that our Heavenly Father is constantly calling on us to observe and to understand and to be drawn towards Him in understanding of all of the ways He impacts our life. You know, even Yeshua said, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And you realize how small a little sparrow is and how insignificant. And they're walking around a little outdoor restaurant, you know, checking for crumbs and things. And they build their little nest up in the eaves. And And they're just so insignificant. But he goes on to remind us, yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Heavenly Father's notice. And so over and over and over again, we are being called to observe and to consider and to remember that our Heavenly Father cares for us. He is intimately involved with us on a daily basis, on a minute-by-minute basis. So let's go to Psalm 148, and I'll have some comments for that when we come out of that. So here is Psalm 148.
Praise Yahweh from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Yahweh. For He commanded, and they were created. And He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord, Yahweh, from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind, fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise Yahweh.
So there's Psalm 148. Praise him, praise him, praise him. So as we observe his wonderful handiwork throughout the natural world around us, that should be our natural response, is to praise him. And on this trip that we've been doing, we've had the opportunity to see his mighty power revealed in the waves of the sea. We've had the opportunity to see the amazing creative ability our Heavenly Father has in these huge redwood trees in the coastal forests of California. And I've always thought if God was ever going to build a church, it'd have to be right here in the heart of these redwood trees, with this sunlight filtering through the misty air and making these shafts of light. And you just feel the presence of our Heavenly Father in the midst of those giant redwoods, in their silence still manifesting praise to the Heavenly Father. Interesting, there in Psalm 148, it says that, praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars. So I'm going to say all redwoods. But the interesting thing is, in fact, I'm going to put a little link in the description of this for you to refer to. Louis Giglio did a great presentation about all heaven and earth praising our Heavenly Father. And he uses recordings of quasars and different celestial objects and whales and everything. And then he brings in a song from Chris Tomlin, How Great Is Our God. And all of it together in a mashup. Is just amazing to think that all for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, that our Heavenly Father is receiving praise from his creation. And, you know, Psalm 150, we didn't read it today, but Psalm 150 says, let everything that has breath praise Yahweh. You know, are you breathing? Put a mirror in front of you. Is it fogging up? Well, then that means you better be praising your Heavenly Father, because we have breath. The whales have breath. The birds have breath. All the animals and even the stars are creating these sounds that are going off 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 365 days a year. And they're all offering this praise up to our Heavenly Father. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens, whatever that means. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. They're all praising him. And wouldn't it be tragic if we, who were created in his image, decided not to praise him, or determined not to, or said, no, I don't want to. Wow. That would be a slap in the face for our Heavenly Father, wouldn't it? He's asking us to praise Him. He's asking us to constantly notice that He's intimately involved with each of our lives. I'm just having a hard time saying what I'm thinking, but I cannot pass a moment in my life without thinking about my Heavenly Father. I mean, you know, sure, sometimes I'm in the middle of doing something and I'm totally absorbed in that thing. And so I guess you could say, no, I'm not thinking about my Heavenly Father right then. But you know what? The minute I have an ability to have a thought, I want that thought to be turned towards praising my Heavenly Father, because without Him, I wouldn't even be here, first of all. And then secondly, I've been tainted with iniquity, because even I was born in iniquity. So the fact that I need my Savior, Yeshua, every moment of every day is constantly on my mind. And then finally, all of the ways that He's provided, all of the things that He's done for me to make my existence. Yeshua said, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So I hope I've given you something to think about. I hope I've given you something to take with you into this next week, so that as you look at the world around you and understand your Heavenly Father has been providing for you and will continue, that you can offer up your praise to your Heavenly Father. Shalom in your week.
So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say, little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.